tomorrow to spend. Well, tomorrow might need money, and I neither have a dollar or a friend. When I have plenty of money, good people, I have friends all hanging around. But as soon as my pocketbook was empty, not a friend on this earth could be found.
Sonny Naiman and Chris Cool with Country Blues from their album Five Strings Attached with No Backing. And Arnie and Chris will be a featured duo as part of Banjo Fest. It's the first Banjo Fest taking place in Guelph at Silence on Essex Street on Saturday, March the 11th. To learn more about Banjo Fest, we caught up with organizer and banjo player Ian Molesworth. How are you doing today, Ian? So tell me all about Banjo Fest. This sounds like it's going to be a wonderful event. I think you've got, what, seven or eight bands?
It's the inaugural year. I just had the idea, a few months ago. Kind of thinking it'd be a nice idea. I was kind of inspired by a banjo festival that they held in Ireland, which is now not going on anymore. And I thought, well, why not try one in Guelph? And they started calling around to, banjo-playing friends and people that are in groups and got a really good feedback on the idea and people that were interested in playing at it. And I picked a date. I thought I'd pick a date. As you know, there's not much music in Guelph. So I thought I'd pick a date in the middle of the winter when nothing else was going on. And that helped to get musicians, especially because they're all booked up during the summer. I don't think Guelph needs another festival in the summer. And pretty much everyone I talked to was ready to go and sign up. So I got it going and started doing some promo and started selling some tickets. And it seems like we're well on our way to having a sold-out festival.
Now, there's going to be two sessions. You've got a session on the Saturday afternoon. That's going to run from 2 till 5:30. And then another evening session from 8 till 11 p.m. So tell us who people can check out when they come to Banjo Fest.
Sure. In the afternoon session, we've got a local band, first of all, Buckwheat Honey, and they kind of do old-time Appalachian style with fiddle and banjo and singing. We've got Lotus White. Your listeners are probably familiar with him from Shisham and Lotus.
That's right. We had an interview with Lotus last year in relation to his album, Ode to the Banjo. Wonderful banjo player and an excellent solo performer.
Yeah, he does sort of everything, and he's got that crazy contrabass harmonium euphonium that he plays along with his banjo. So I think that's going to be really entertaining. And then as your first cut was played there, Chris Kuhl and Arnie Nyman are coming, and they're celebrating the 20th anniversary of their first album together, No Strings Attached. That's going to be very good. They're just two of my favorite players, and when they play together, they're just phenomenal.
They both produced great albums last year, which actually were part of my favorite albums of the year. Chris Kuhl with The Tumbling River, and then Arnie Nyman with My Lucky Stars. Fabulous albums.
My Lucky Stars, yeah, it's a wonderful album. I saw them a couple of years ago in Cambridge, the folk festival there, and they were just so good together. When the tunes just rolled out, I'm a big fan of both of them. And I should tell people, too, if in conjunction with the festival, Folkway Music and I are putting on a workshop with Chris Kuhl at Folkway on February 28th on teaching beginner clawhammer banjo. So some people might want to check that out if they're just learning the banjo.
I did actually wonder if the festival would be going ahead and putting on any workshops. So it's good to know that there'll be a workshop taking place.
Just the one this year. Yeah. I just wanted to see how the festival would go the first year, and then I can expand into more workshops next year, you know, if it all comes together.
And you also have the big shots in the afternoon session. Tell me about them.
Darren and Allison Schott, husband and wife duo from down around Delhi. They play sort of a bluegrass style. They write a lot of their own songs, really fine songs. And Darren is just sort of a monster on the fiddle of mandolin, any instrument he picks up. He used to play with the Good Brothers when he was about 14, so you can see how good he would be from that. And we're calling the big shots for this show because he's got they don't play banjo in the show, so they've added a banjo player. That would be Larry Johnson. He's a local banjo player, very good. So that's going to be a fun show. There's going to be really beautiful harmonies and really excellent playing.
That sounds like it's going to be a great session, and you also have an evening session as well. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so basically the tickets, you can buy just the afternoon session or just the evening session, or you can buy the whole day. So it's a little cheaper that way to do that, but if you're just available and for one of the sessions, you can just grab one of those. So the evening, we have another local group. I know you know them, the Banjo Mechanics. It's with Ian Pattison and Lewis Melville, and they play sort of their own instrumentals that they've worked up. It's all original. And then after that, we've got Tim Poskate and Andrew Downing. That's going to be a little bit different. We've got a lot of kind of bluegrass and old-time type of music of these guys. Tim Poskate's a very improvisational banjo player. He plays with So Long 7. For this show, he's going to be playing with Andrew Downing, who's a wonderful cello player. Can play pretty much anything. He played with Jamie Stone on his early albums. And to finish it all off, we've got the Lonesome Ace String Band, who are a great string band with Chris Kuhl, who's going to be playing in that show again with them. And it's John Showman and Max Hyman.
Yeah, they're also another great band.
They're a hot band.
Yeah.
They're really entertaining. Like, it'll just be a great way to finish off.
It's great to hear how this has come together for you. This is going to be Banjo Fest number one, and hopefully something it'll happen every year with a bit of luck.
I'm hoping if the way it's going, I think we're going to be, you know, selling enough tickets and doing well enough that I'll be able to take a chance on it and do it again next year. and just expand it a little bit each year.
Yeah.
I don't want it to get too out of control.
So how do people get tickets for Banjo Fest?
Well, you can just email info@woodhallmusic.com. And right now, I don't have any kind of online ticket sales. It's only about 55 seats total for the show, so I figured I could just sell them to people online and, you know, around town. And that's been working really well so far. So if you just email there, I'll get in touch with you. And if you're not in town, I'll mail you the tickets. If you're in town, I'll probably just walk around and drop them off to you.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful event. If people want to learn more online, is there any way they can do that?
Well, if they just go on Facebook, there's a Facebook page. If you just type in Google Banjo Fest Guelph, you'll get a link to the Facebook page. There's some information there and videos on some of the performers and ticket information, all that kind of stuff.
Well, that's great. Well, look, it's been great to talk to you today. Again, Banjo Fest Guelph takes place on Saturday, March the 11th at Silence in Guelph. And if you want to learn more, as Ian mentioned, head to Facebook and check out their Facebook page. We're going to leave you with the Banjo Mechanics from their 2014 album, JLP. This is Still Jiggin' for Trout. And that's great. Thanks for talking to us today, Ian.
Thanks a lot, Jim.